All I have is my faith. My faith is the only proof. The only proof you have, absolute proof, that that's going to fall, that the gravity is going to operate, is your own faith. And on it, you know, and people say, well, that's not proof. And you're right. It isn't absolute proof. It is that persuasion from what you've already seen that something unseen is going to be. And it can't really be proven, but it's really the only proof you have. It's like, well, I think a trillion examples of gravity continuing to operate from day to day is enough for me to believe that it's going to operate tomorrow. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Notice Noah. By faith, what did Noah do? By faith, Noah believed. By faith, Noah believed in belief and had faith in faith. And faith, no. By faith, Noah added faith to faith, and he moved. Faith moves you. If you believe the gravity is still operational, and you stand under a falling object, does it move you? Yes, sirree. Because you believe, well, gravity isn't going to stop operating right before it hits me in the head. So you move with fear. God, by telling Noah, the earth is going to be flooded, build me an ark. Noah moved with fear to do what God had directed him to do. Be ye holy as I am holy, saith the Lord. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, said Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. And so what? When I hear that, I move with fear to obtain those promises, to be diligent, to use speed. God, give me the promise. God, make those things real to me. Make those things happen. Because some things are beyond our power. Some things, you know, we can pray and ask and seek. And in being diligent in seeking and in diligent in asking is the movement that is required. Or if there's an action required, to do the action told. Noah was warned of God, so he moved with fear. That was his faith. The moving was the demonstration. You know, show me your faith without your works. Noah believed God and did nothing. That's dead faith. Dead faith does nothing. Faith plus anything plus nothing equals dead. Faith plus nothing equals a dead faith. Like I can say, I believe this object is going to fall to the ground, but that's dead. That's worthless. You know, because it's 99.9% sure anyways. And even surer than that, right? So, a real faith is when you act on. So you say, I believe this is going to happen, so I... It is something worth acting on, something worth obtaining, something worth using diligence to obtain. Having faith merely in a fact of something, like, I believe gravity is going to operate tomorrow. Dead. What is that? How does that change your life? I believe Jesus Christ is going to raise me from the dead and I need to be faithful to his doctrine. I need to be faithful to what he says that I need to become a son of God. I need to be diligent in pursuing those things. That should cause action. That is a living faith. Faith that causes us to act, to do, to move. And what did that faith do for Noah? It caused his whole house to be saved. And he condemned the world in his faith because his faith made a stark contrast with their lack of faith. He was the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. We know Noah got drunk afterwards, but that is not so much the point of like drunkenness and so on. What it is that portion, his faith, that example of faith is righteous. That is righteousness. And everything else, God is going to judge. But we want to look at the examples of righteousness and faithfulness. Whatever happens afterwards to them is not so much what I'm concerned with. And Paul doesn't concern himself with it either. I never see anyone much concerning themselves with it, except for people who love scandalous stories, right? Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Notice, by faith Abel offered, by faith Enoch was translated, by faith Abraham was, by faith Noah moved, by faith Abraham, he obeyed. Notice that by faith, all these different actions are happening. Things are being given from man. God is giving things to man. Notice when Enoch had faith, he was translated. He didn't have faith to translate himself. Enoch had faith to be translated, and God translated him. So Abraham obeyed by faith. Faith brought about obedience. See, faith without some sort of work is a dead faith. Whether that work come about by the action of God, whether that action come about through the operation of God directly, or of what we do in response to what God has said by faith. So Abraham went out. He didn't know where he went. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as a stranger. I'm sorry. Actually, that's what I have, as in a strange country, but literally as a stranger, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. They were heirs of a promise. God made a promise to Abraham, come out of your country and from your kindred and come into the land I will show you. And he's told, I will give this land to your descendants for an inheritance, and I will make them as innumerable as the stars of heaven and the sands of the sea. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He looked for something from God. He looked for something not from man or from the world that man had created, but he was following God and looking to what God would provide based on what God had promised. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah received strength to conceive. She was well past the time of conception. Through faith, she judged God faithful. Even though for a time, but you look at those, she's judged faithful because she eventually did conceive. Even though for a moment she gave Hagar to Abraham, here, lay with my maiden. Because when God made the promise, there was a delay. God promised, you will bear a son. And I suppose maybe a month or two might have gone by. I don't know off the top of my head, but some time went by. And Sarah began to worry. I haven't conceived yet. She probably expected when God said she would conceive that it would happen right away. And so she gave